Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Congressional lawmakers from both parties were visiting Columbia University today as it remains embroiled in protests surrounding the Israel-Hamas war. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, House Speaker Mike Johnson met with students and called on the university's president to resign.
Crowds of student demonstrators booed and interrupted the Republican Speaker of the House as he talked about anti-Semitism on campus.
Enjoy your free speech.
Johnson said he and other GOP lawmakers met with Jewish students who told them they feel threatened on campus.
We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks. Those who are perpetrating this violence should be arrested.
Johnson added that it may soon be appropriate to bring in the National Guard. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
In the Arizona House of Representatives today, three Republicans and all of the Democrats advanced a repeal of the state's near total abortion ban after weeks of failed attempts. Member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Cameron Sanchez reports.
Earlier this month, the Arizona Supreme Court upheld an 1864 abortion ban that only makes exceptions for the life of the mother. Three Republicans voted against the majority of their party to undo the ban. Democratic Minority Leader Lupe Contreras.
We were just trying to get the people's work done, get the bill and get it off.
The repeal bill still needs approval in the state Senate, which won't be able to vote to undo the ban until next week at the earliest. For NPR News, I'm Cameron Sanchez in Phoenix.
Israel's preparing for a promised assault on Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip. As NPR's Peter Kenyon tells us, Palestinians are facing the prospect of another difficult evacuation.
Israeli media report the defense ministry has bought tens of thousands of tents, large enough to hold up to a dozen people each. Online videos appear to show many of those tents being set up in Khan Yunis, some 3 miles away from Rafah. The defense ministry had no immediate comment on the reports, which suggest a number of tent camps are preparing to host Palestinian families fleeing an expected military operation targeting Hamas militants. The Israeli military said two reservist divisions have been mobilized for missions in Gaza. Israel says victory over Hamas is impossible without taking Rafah and defeating Hamas, which is still holding Israeli hostages. Hamas, meanwhile, is reportedly calling for an escalation. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The question of when to retire for some people over the age of 50 appears to have already been answered. Never for roughly a quarter of that group. That's according to the findings of a new AARP survey. It shows the other 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their incomes. The research shows what many have been warning about is becoming a sobering reality. Around one in four of those questioned say they have no retirement savings. The survey results come even as many economists and U.S. policymakers say the U.S. economy is in relatively good shape. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 42 points. This is NPR. Airplane builder Boeing's announced large first-quarter losses, even as the company's CEO said today financial results are not the most important thing for the company at the moment. It comes as Boeing has faced increasing pressure to deal with manufacturing problems that have been in the spotlight since a door plug blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet in January. Boeing has continued to be plagued by problems dating back several years to two fatal crashes involving the airline's 737 MAX jetliners. Families are asking the Justice Department to revive a criminal charge against the company. Roughly two-thirds of parents say the demands of parenthood sometimes or frequently leave them feeling isolated and lonely. That's according to a new national representative survey. More from NPR's Maria Godoy.
The survey was conducted by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. It found that about 62% of survey participants reported feeling burnt out by their responsibilities as a parent. That included over half of dads and two-thirds of the moms surveyed. Nearly two in five respondents said they felt they have no one to support them in their parenting role. And about four in five parents surveyed said they would value a way to connect with other parents outside of work and home. Researchers note that loneliness can affect both mental and physical health. One study last year found that a lack of social connection can increase the risk of premature death to levels comparable to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices slipped slightly today amid some signs of slowing U.S. business activity. Oil was down 55 cents a barrel to settle at $82.81 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.